firing bond insurance is what we do. Most of this came off more from Sweetwater having their issues a few years ago. If you go by the battle language, it would still continue being what it was. We wouldn't be able to get inside, we wouldn't be given information to go after the fact, sort of like it was before, and the problems would continue to exist. And other bond websites would go out to say, I'm sure, act like that, and they get in trouble. How? San Isidro, you know, they buy the bonds and they go out and they're not listening to their oversight committees and do what they want. So, in accordance with the language you're right. But then, within our own website, Sweetwater, we have best practices. There's the language, the law, the interpretations that can be made, however you want to view it, however you all want to view it. We have best practices. Now, how well can be said, anything you want to say about them, but they're taking the approach of what was the intent? You know, the intent was back in 2000, make sure that it would go over to 55% for it to get approved. But because we're doing that, the money should not be spent. You know, seriously, go out there and do whatever you want. There should be some accountability. That's where I think between BB and Propo and the decade, we lost that against Sweetwater. The papers lost, the trust, the transparency, you name the word, it was all, the ethics were all over the place. And I think the community looked towards Propo and the new board to bring that trust back, to bring that transparency back. So we could go back to what the language is state specific and just say, you know what, the language says that we're going to be doing more. But then we're going to be looking at what we just got over that big giant problem. And unfortunately, it was not good for our district. And it's just, that's where a lot of us move jaded, if you want to call it that. And, you know, just, we're still out there at the point that, you know what, do whatever you want to do because you got to do this. Or not. We're still in the first year. So we're still looking from behind and saying, you know what? And the problems are being made. Because I mean, you see that. We'll still blame like stuff that was being done back, bonds or purchase, you know, construction that was done incorrectly. We're still obviously blaming the current administration. But we're still moving beyond that. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we don't go back.
I think
it's counterproductive to talk about what other districts do with their bond oversight committees, because we don't really know what's going on with those committees. We're not on that. We're not listening. We're not working with those groups. So making assumptions that they're only doing it by like signing off the document and not really looking at it, I think that's like saying professionals, just as yourselves on those committees, are not doing their due diligence. And I think that's a comment that really is the type of thing when we're talking about rumor control and really respecting. I think we need to make sure we're not doing that. We're not talking about what other districts are doing, because I think those professionals and those volunteers on those committees are doing the same thing you guys are. They're trying to make sure that the right things are done with the money. I also would like to say that this district has gone beyond what most other districts do. You guys meet every month, and most of those other committees are not monthly meetings. I mean, from what I've seen in a few other districts that I did look at. So this district does a lot to support you, time, staff, possibly all the different colored handouts you have at every meeting, all the reporting. You know, there's a lot here. We have listened, but I would like to make sure you're focusing on what's really going on in the construction that's going on. Because the policy is the board responsibility. And I'll make that statement clear. That's the board responsibility, it's not the CDFC responsibility. That's my stand on that.
Sorry.